Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim in Daf Ayin Aleph. We are learning the Perek Kol HaZvochim, the eighth Perek of the Masechta. Many of the Rishonim called this Perek Perek HaTaharuvos. It's the mixture. When you have Kodesh and non-Kodesh that mix together, how exactly do you treat them? And here we have a beautiful Messiah Sishorim, Perek Tetzayin, that goes on to say that he speaks about the different levels of Taharu. And he says, one level of Tahara is when a person goes and does something, he's doing it for the right reasons. He's doing a mitzvah because the Kishbohu said to do it. But he has something else as well. He has another intention in the Maisa mitzvah. Lo yechtal mi lishatef imo is a pniyo acheris. He has something else. Or she shepchu bnei adam, people should praise him. So he says, really, there's an Indian here of bottle. Of his bottle b'miyutoi. It's a very small amount of the machshav. The Adam is doing the right mitzvah. He's doing it for the right reason. But he just has another reason why he's doing something. Says the Sharim, it's still not pure. It's not 100% kosher. Says by Kachim, we need to be 100% pure. We do not want Taharuvos and Kachim. That's really the asik of this perek. We don't want to have mixtures of other things. We want it to be pure. As the Gemara tells us right away in the first daf, that there's a svara that kachim should be different than the regular animals, than hedyot. Hedyot maybe will be more makel to have taruvis, but by kachim it needs to be pure. Says the Sharon, when a person is oisik bekachim, meaning he's doing avodas Hashem, has to try his best not to have taruvis, not to have a mixture, because the avodah atmimo, a person does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to be the avoidah tehoiro legamrei, sheloi tiyeh priyabo elo l'shem yizborach veloi luzulosu. It should be only for Hashem. It should be as much as possible lishma. And that's the real oivid l'shem Hashem. And it seems very much the mahalach and the idea that we see in our parak, and talking specifically in this daf, is coming in the inyan of the Messiah Hashem talking about avoidah Hashem. One more nekud over here regarding Taruvis. We have the Oy of Yisrael in the Likutim Chadoshim. He brings that the Zoyar in Parshas Noach says that the world was in danger after the Mabul. Still the world was in danger. But then came Noach, he did Korbonis, and that's why there was no danger anymore. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu took away all the anger from the world. So he asks, if the Korbonis is what's saving the world, so why did Noach bring the Korbonis before the Mabul? Why do you have to wait for the Mabul to bring the Karbonis? So he had this Doi of Yisrael that Yishchiz Kol Bosar's Darka Loretz, Chazal tell us, even animals were doing Revi'o Nizkokim L'Sheino Minim. So he made it. You can't bring any animal to carbon. Why? Because of what we're learning in this parak. If I have a mixture of animals which are over Isser, and yeah, even though it's only a meal, even though it's only a very small amount, still makes all the animals possible. It's poisonous kulam. So there's no way for Noach to use the animals to do karbonis. So what happened once the Mabul came? We know that the animals came to the table, they came on their own. What do you mean they came on their own? They were sent by Kodesh Baruch Hu, only the pure ones came to the table. Only the ones who did not do the Aveiro. So now Noach knows these are the ones that are kosher the carbon. That's why he brought a karbonis only after the Mabul. And he concludes and says that maybe we can come and answer a contradiction. Because on one hand, the Zohar says that what was the reason that they were punished? It was for znus. But in the Gemara it says, the loy nichta gzardinam elal agezel. It was for stealing. So what was it? It was because of stealing or because of znus? He says, really, the reason was for gezel. But if not that he had a problem with his nose, he could have just bring karbonis and the karbonis would be mechaper. But because of this nose that was in the world, you couldn't bring any animals as a carbon. So that's why this nose is what caused the world to get destroyed. Because without this nose, you would be able to be mechaper on the gezel. So the concept of our Mishnah, of the idea that something which is wrong is poisoned to all the karbonis, explains the mahalach that happened in Dor HaMabul. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.